For our final segment with Rima on Skrull, which even just saying it makes me a little emotional.
Oh my God, stop.
It is our weekly rhetoric segment. And as we did with Megan, we have procured Rima's application letter.
Oh God, I haven't looked at this in a long time.
The Writing Center. And so we're just going to read a little bit of it and talk a little bit about how Rima marketed herself successfully. She got this job and was given the responsibility of Skrull as well. And obviously this was an effective letter. So I'll just read a couple paragraphs here and we'll talk about it. So to the Equable Directors and Hiring Committee, I want to thank you for your consideration of my application. My name is Rima Mandwi, and I am a geek about editing all types of writing. My writing background stems first and foremost from my passion for rhetoric and my ability to combine words with correct articulation effortlessly. I have always been a coherent individual when it comes to communication via writing and words. My essays have always have to be cut down to the maximum length, and my spiels cut short because evidently there is such thing as too much clarity. I am truly fascinated by the myriad of ways that the same thought can be communicated, and if I can think of multiple ways to elaborate on something, well, it would be a shame not to use them all.
I love how your voice is coming out in this.
TBH, my writing experiences far exceed the classroom, as I have mastered writing for many different purposes. As a journalism minor, I have picked up on the ability to ignore fancy syntax and get straight to the heart of my subject. I'm also a model United Nations delegate, assisting me in my ability to write quickly with professional language, as we had to formulate lengthy resolutions with parliamentary language in order to present it to fellow delegates. After acquiring skills to word things in a direct tone at a fast pace, when I have time to allow words to be placed skillfully and beautifully together, nothing feels better than letting my hands accept the thoughts running through my head as I put it on paper.
Oh, stop.
Beautiful.
I love that.
My God.
I love that. Your passion just seeps through.
Oh my God.
And we'll skip down to the last couple of paragraphs here. I make it sound like all of my essay experiences in college have been a breeze so far, but my first quarter did involve a troubling research occurrence. I enrolled in a women's health science course prior to taking Honors 100 Writing and Rhetoric. Of course, my women's health class involved writing a research paper, which was also in APA formatting, something I had never learned before. With a thorough outline and my close confidant, the pocket-style handbook for citations, I was able to craft a 10-page long essay and presentation about the lack of quality healthcare for Muslim women in Western cultures with no prior experience in writing a real research paper. Although I did not have time to get an appointment with the Writing Center for that essay, I utilized the source for my Honors 100 paper the following quarter. I had an outline session where I was able to discuss my qualms on my essay and got the exact feedback, not advice, which I needed to make my essay clear and concise. You can read it for yourself for proof. I was very proud of my final product. I want to thank you for taking the time to read my essays and go over my application. Due to my experiences and my love for writing, I believe I could be a great addition to your writing tutor staff. All the best, Rima Mandwi.
Oh my God.
So amazing.
Oh yeah, very good.
It was so, like, not just was it like, clearly this candidate has her chops. Like, she's clearly a skilled writer.
Right.
But it was like, you got the personality and the humility and like, there's all this stuff in there. Like, the tools for a good tutor are really present in this letter.
Yeah. Which is weird. Cause I didn't even know what those tools were when I wrote this.
But you just have them. They're just a part of you.
To be able to balance that humility with like talking about all the reasons you're amazing is just an incredible skill.
For sure.
And you do it well. And like every person I've ever talked to about how to write a cover letter or like anything you ever read is like, companies get hundreds of cover letters a year, and to like make it stand out with your personality is key. And I feel like you did that.
Yeah, right away, the first sentence of this letter, well, I guess it's the second technically. My name is Rima Mandwi, and I am a geek about editing all types of writing. The use of the word geek there, I think, is like a real rhetorical strategy of like trying to like not put yourself like as being like above something or cool or something like that you're like, I love this stuff. Like the use of the word. That's like, there's one of that quote from the author John Green that talks about being a geek. It just means like, you know, like, yeah, God forbid I have like a huge, like undying, excited passion for something.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what the connotation of that diction choice is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you balance it well in using very, like higher level vocabulary with also kind of like interjection. Like you say, like, blah, 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 advanced vocabulary. well, blah, blah, blah. And it takes this conversational tone as well. Yeah. So, because I think that's another issue. People fall into this rut of just like, well, I'm going to like use my thesaurus and like
on every word.
Go nuts. Yeah. And that's like annoying. That's like, all right, you're just being pedantic. Like, stop.
You're being pedantic.
Yeah. Throw out a word I picked up in the thesaurus. But I think that like good balance of being conversational, but like to equal out using that more advanced language, like makes it so that you're not like just straight up annoying.
Right. Right. You're talking to people, you're writing a letter.
Yeah. Right.
I really liked that. I'm truly fascinated by the myriad of ways the same thought can be communicated. And if I can think of multiple ways to elaborate on something, it would be a shame to not use them all. Right. And this shows like this like personality shows like this individuality, and it's cute.
And it shows that you're a geek about writing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember.
Back it up.
I was telling my dad this the other day, because when I was growing up, like I grew up speaking Arabic, and then I learned English like when I went to elementary school. So I have this very specific, vivid memory of one moment where I like was talking to people and I said something in Arabic and they didn't get it. And in my head, I was like, there's just two words for everything. Like you can say milk or you can say halib. Like it's like the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I would just like say it to someone and they wouldn't get it. And then I tried the other word and they get it. I'd be like, okay, all right, you know those words. And then you people know the, and, but I mean, you know, let's be honest. I was like, you're white, you get these words. You're brown, you get these. Okay, I'm seeing it here, but my whole life, I just always thought there was like two ways to say something. So like, I never really knew which to use. So I would just say all of it. Cause I was like, well, what if you don't know? I don't know what you know. Mm. So I'm just going to say all of it, and just to make sure that you get it.
I love that.
That's
approach.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to close the show.
Oh my God, stop.
No.
And I just want to personally extend a thank you, Rima, for your time on Scrawl.
Yeah.
It has been a pleasure to work with you. You have been so wonderful, not just like as a host, but really as a friend. And oh, I'm getting a little teary eyed right now, but it has been a real blessing to have you in my life and on Scrawl. So,
I just want
to say thank you so much.
Oh my God.
And Rima, you talk about feeling like other people set really high standards that you're like, oh, how do I match that? That is me every single time I have a conversation with you. I'm just like,
I know.
I feel good about myself. And then like, hear what you're doing.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Jesus, like I will never match that. You set this, you set the bar so high.
Right.
Man. I don't know how you do it. So I will continue. Please just post on Facebook all the other plazas you're naming. So I can be like, maybe someday when I'm 45, I can match what you're doing.
Plaza. Oh my God.
And of course, you can follow Rima on Twitter at Rima Mandwi. anything, Mariah, you want to say before we go?
That song, Grown Woman, I know we all loved it. And it's Beyonce, it's your girl. But like the lyrics, one of the lyrics is that she can really go wherever she wants in life. And like, that's what I think of when I look at your beautiful face.
Oh my God.
Is that literally you can dominate a room when you walk in it with your brilliance.
Without
you Rima that room.
Yeah.
You Rima that room.
And so you have Rima'd Scrawl
every week for 2 years.
You leave with all of our confidence in you.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
oh
my absolutely. God.
Yeah, most. If you can't do it, none of us can.
You know, so please
but
succeed.
Really.
Oh my God.
For my like own faith.
My own
You guys are too much. Obviously the past 2 years working at the Writing Center has been great. And like, shout out to the Writing Center. I love everyone there, but like, I've never, ever once had a qualm waking up on Friday morning to be here. Like, Friday mornings have always been my favorite. Like, I can't believe that we're not going to have Friday mornings together anymore. It's like so sad. And even like our planning sessions, like I was describing it to someone the other day. I was like, you don't understand. Like, I have spent like 5 hours a week with these people for the past 2 years. Like, and we always like, we can talk about work. We can make anything relevant to writing. And like we are so, I mean, you know, we should give ourselves a pat on the back. Like we're so good at what we do, but like we have such a great dynamic and we've become such good friends. Like I just honestly, like, I don't know how I would have survived the past 2 years if I didn't have like this release every Friday. And like you guys are such good friends of mine. I'm so sad to leave this behind, but like Scrawl definitely like tops my college experience. Oh my God, it's been amazing.
Yay.
You guys are such wonderful friends. And the fact that you guys are so confident in me and like so loving means the world to me and so much more. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much, Skrull Nation, for the past 2 years.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
I can't believe it's over.
Well, we're going to go ahead and close out the show today. Oh, and thank you so much, Megan, for coming on the show today.
Thank you for being here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And thank you, Rima, for your 2 years of service to this show. We're so grateful. You can catch a podcast of this show sometime in the next week on our blog, equabling.chicagolandwritingcenters.org. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at DePaul Equable. My name is Brandon Haskey, signing off for the next to last time. And let's not talk about that. But
tune in next week.
Yes. And it's been a pleasure, Rima.
Oh my God.
So we will sign off in the way we always sign off. I will say, this is Skrull Radio reminding you to, and we will all say together, put it in writing. This is Skrull Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.